Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our man, Bad Don Brown, is in, replacing John Ramos on the boards, on the ones and the twos, all his sound effects and everything. He's going to keep it funky on a Magic City Monday. You can follow Rob and me on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. Apparently, Twitter just doesn't change handles, so he's keeping that one.
And I'm working on it. I don't know what the
working
problem.
Working on it. I mean,
it ain't that easy.
It should take like 5 minutes.
It ain't that easy. Like if I change it myself, I'll probably lose my blue check. Like you can't do it yourself, Chris. Like change it. Like you
got
to go.
You got
go
a blue check?
What do you mean? Well, I didn't buy 3 million followers.
Hey, so I haven't bought one. I don't even pay attention to Twitter, Holly. But
No. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to go through them.
No, you got to go through them, right.
They did it, like, overnight on Instagram. But for whatever reason, right. We're having a hard time on Twitter. So I'm
so
trying
Instagram,
to get... Instagram did it right
Rob
away.
Parker FSR. All right.
Right.
On Instagram, on Twitter, I'm Chris_Broussard. Instagram, ChrisBroussard68. We got Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. But, Rob, let's go here. And bad game last night, once again, for the San Francisco 49ers, who are struggling mightily.
Struggling
this season.
Now,
and they're in a tough division to be struggling. And they're at the bottom of the NFC West, which is the best division in sports, I think we could agree, or at least the best in the NFC for sure. Maybe injuries is not quite the best in the whole league. That's debatable. But San Francisco is 2-4, Rob, and Kyle Shanahan, the head coach there, he was iffy on whether Jimmy G is going to remain a start. Jimmy G had, and you know, you and I have kind of, I mean, you know, we've defended Jimmy G because one thing he's done is win. We've said he's not Aaron Rodgers, but the dude is one, and you can't deny that. But yesterday, Jimmy G was just bad. 16 for 27, 187 yards passing, a touchdown, but also a fumble and two picks, Rob.
Bad.
What's going to happen if he stays healthy and his calf is still bothering him? I imagine, Rob, he'll start until it looks clear. It's clear that they're not making the playoffs. And then once they're out of it, you got to go with Trey Lance because we know Trey Lance is your future. And you'll live with his struggles and his adjustments to the NFL and all of that stuff, the mistakes and everything else. But he'll be your quarterback of the future. I would imagine that's how they're going to go. But we're not going to focus on the quarterback situation, Rob. We're going to focus on Kyle Shanahan because there are whispers from us, shouts, that Kyle Shanahan's kind of getting a pass. I mean, you hear about Jimmy G losing his job, Jimmy G being on the outs. Rob, Kyle Shanahan, this is his fifth season as the coach of the 49ers. Here's his record. 6 wins his first season. That means 10 losses. 4 wins his second season. 13-3 the next year when Jimmy G helps him get to the Super Bowl. Great defense. 6-10 a year ago. They had injuries. And now they're 2-4, Rob. And you have long called out Kyle Shanahan. And I imagine right now you're not having it.
Chris, the record speaks for itself. We remember he got that big deal after he choked down that Super Bowl to New England. You remember that. He wasn't the head coach, but he was the offensive coordinator. And he had to deal with his decision. He had his deal in the back pocket, in his back pocket. Remember that?
Bad decision.
And it was just bad. I mean, they were already in field goal range. They could have kicked the field goal, Chris. First and 10 at the 22. Had they run the ball twice, three times forward, right? Move up, kick a field goal. They're up by 11. Brady can't beat them. Instead, they try to pass the ball late in the game. They get sacked. There's a holding. They get taken out of field goal range. Brady marches down. Touchdown, and then the two-point conversion tie, and then they lose in overtime.
Right.
Then when they get to the Super Bowl in San Francisco, Chris, and the same thing, they decide they're running the football the entire game.
And they ran it just to get to the Super Bowl.
Right. Remember they ran over the Packers.
One game?
Right. That's what they did. And then when they needed to do it, in the second half late, they throwing the ball around the field. I just don't get it. But anyway, we get it. His father was a great coach in the NFL, Mike Shanahan. And he's part of a tradition-laden family, Chris. And people call him the offensive genius and all that other stuff. Guru, quarterback whisperer, whatever you want to call him. I get all that.
And people really do think of this dude.
No, they do.
As like, an offensive genius. Like, they do. He's so creative. And, Rob, I think that's part of it. Like, he gets cute. You mentioned it. Throwing the football late against New England. When you had the huge lead, you could have run it. Throwing the football late against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. When you've been running it the whole time.
And successfully. Maybe, right.
You want to show everybody what you can do.
You're the smartest guy in the room.
Right. That's the thinking of why, and I get it, Garoppolo's not great. And there's a thought that, oh, my gosh, look, Trey Lance, what in the world could I do with him, right?
Right.
So many options.
He's a new toy.
Right. I can just empty my entire playbook.
And show how smart I am.
But should he get the chance? Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the bottom line, Chris, is they've lost now seven straight home games in the NFL. I don't care who you are. Seven straight home games for a team that went to the Super Bowl not 10 years ago.
Right.
A couple of years ago. Couple of years ago.
Right.
And, you know, you want to blame, it could wind up being a Jimmy G, a Jared Goff thing, Chris, where, you know, you got that young whippersnapper offensive genius who blames the quarterback, you know, and says, that ain't me.
It's going to be. I mean,
no, all right. It ain't me.
Garoppolo, you know that.
Right. I got to get my own guy in here and I got to do that. And that might be it. But I'm telling you, if I'm in San Francisco, I got to start to look at Shanahan and wonder, can this guy win? Can this guy really get this thing turned around and win? Because other than the Super Bowl year, Chris, the record is not good. That was a game they needed to win desperately last night, I thought. I really did. I thought they needed that game. Colts needed it, too.
Agree.
Colts come in at 2-4. You can't beat them at home.
Well, I agree with you. It was really like a must-win for both teams.
It was.
Right? But
I thought because San Francisco
starting to play well.
Oh, no, they're playing much better. Much better.
But to your point, there's no reason San Francisco shouldn't be able to go in there and beat them. No reason whatsoever. And like you said, that was a game that they needed. And look, I'm going to be fair. Their injuries have been a big factor. We've talked about it. They've been 20. At one point, they were 24-6 with Garoppolo as a starter, 24-7, something like that. They were winning a lot of games with him as a starter. But they were 7-27 with him injured. All right, Rob G, check those numbers. But so injuries have been a factor, and it wasn't just Garoppolo last year. George Kittle's out. The defensive players are out. Running backs are out. So I get all that. Rob, I also say you got to look at what kind of program we running where our guys keep getting injured too. And, I'm not saying you put all that on Shanahan, but if your guys are getting injured a lot more than everybody else's, then you're not doing something right. But here's the thing, Rob. The offensive genius stuff. He developed it as an offensive coordinator, right? Had the great season with RG3 in 2012. They scored the fourth most points in the league. And that's when all of a sudden he became this offensive genius.
And you remember that, Chris. That's when they won their last seven games. You remember?
Yep.
And,
yep.
And RG3 was supposed to be the biggest thing.
Change the position.
Man.
Right? He was supposed to be what Lamar Jackson's been.
And, man, did I get into that buzzsaw, because that's how big he was at that time.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
That's why.
Hey, God works all things together.
You
for
know
doing
that.
It, brother.
Hey, hey, I feel blessed. You never
all
know
I'm
how things work
is,
out.
I don't think you want to bump into RG3 in a dark alley.
What?
That's
nah,
all, that's it's all good. Saying. It's all good. We're good.
But anyway, Rob, let me go here. Because, look, I judge. I'd like to hear your view. When you look at statistics, particularly if you look at ESPN.com and you look at the way they rank the offenses, and a lot of people do this, a lot of outlets do this, they rank them by yards, right? To me, the best indicator of a strong offense is points per game. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, putting up points. And Rob, we've talked about it. We talk about it with quarterbacks. A lot of times you can put up a lot of yards that don't mean anything.
No.
Empty calories, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of those yards, yep.
Yeah, teams going to prevent. Now you got 400 yards of offense, but you got beat by 25.
I was going to say, you were 190, Chris, when the game mattered, and then by the time the game's over, you got 385.
Right,
and you're like,
exactly.
Man, he put up 385.
Exactly. And so, when I'm looking at the offense's points per game for Kyle Shanahan as an offensive coordinator, he's been all over Houston, Washington, Cleveland, Atlanta, and obviously he's the head coach now in San Francisco. So combining all those years, that's 14 years, Rob. His offense in points per game, 9 of those years, they've been 20 or below in points per game. 20 or below in 9 of the 14 years. And in San Francisco, 4 of his 5 years, they've been 20 or below as a head coach. And so how is that jibe, Rob, with the image of being an offensive genius? Where does that come from? And like you said, Dad was an awesome coach. I'm sure Kyle's smart. I mean, we see the things he comes up with. Yeah. But the bottom line is not working. It's not working. And that's all we're saying is that you're looking at Jimmy G. You're looking at the players. You're going to look at Trey Lance. You got to look at Kyle Shanahan, too. I don't know that I'm not calling for his job necessarily. I don't know that.
No,
Rob
but we got to look at it, Chris.
But you
I think it's only
be fair. Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
If his last name wasn't Shanahan, season, I don't know if you know what I mean. You start
you
to think.
You survive this? You're right.
Exactly.
Do you survive this? Matt Nagy may not survive this. And he's had fewer years than 5. So, all right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Kyle Shanahan overrated as a coach? And if it weren't for his dad, do you think he'd still have a J-O-B? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and with the 14 championship races worth $31 million in purses and awards, the Breeders' Cup is just 2 days of horse racing, too big to miss. To learn more, hey, you got to go to BreedersCup.com/2021 or bet now at TVG.com.
All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your thoughts on Kyle Shanahan. How much to blame is he for his poor record? And is his reputation as an offensive genius overblown?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Morgan in Bakersfield, California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Morgan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, this is two times in a row I'm getting in.
Wow.
I'm liking this, man.
All right, bro. Good to have you.
Yes. What's up?
Thank you. Hey, all right, so I'm a big-time Falcons fan, so I got a big old bone to pick with old Kyle.
Yes.
You know, I agree with what you guys are saying earlier with the whole thing with the Super Bowl. I mean, I have memories to this day, nightmares, I should say, to this day of that whole situation. And I agree with what you guys saying that, like, you know, maybe he's trying to think he's the smartest man in the room or whatever. But I think a lot of the blame does go on him because, you know, like you guys are saying, you know, we kicked that field goal. You know, I mean,
it's ball game. It's ball game.
And we were running and running, and Freeman was eating. Coleman was eating. And then all of a sudden, boom, you want to get cute? It's like,
yep,
I get it.
Yep.
Matt Ryan was MVP and all, but it's like, come on.
Nah, you can't. Not
absolutely
when the game is there. If you remember, Chris and Morgan, Julio Jones made a great catch on third down to set it all
exactly
up.
Exactly.
It was first
that
and 10 at
the
22.
Not being content just to win.
Yeah,
but you want to show yourself off too.
You want to be cute, and it's
about
a bad look. Hey, Tim in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you, buddy?
Oh man, I'm good. I want to thank you guys, man. I have to go to Dallas. It's like three times a week, and you guys, I'm there for like three hours, man. You guys make my time go by so much quick. So I appreciate
man,
you guys
thank
so
you
much, man.
And appreciate support, my man. Thank you.
Yeah, it means a lot. But I was telling Rob G, man, I've been like a 49ers fan since the days I was playing Tecmo Bowl and was playing with Jerry Rice, you know, back in the day, man. But
oh, yeah, Tecmo Bowl,
yeah,
that's a long time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm a real 49ers fan, you know. But
right,
this guy, man, he is like, what is wrong with the NFL? He is just falling on his father's coattails all his life, you know. It's overblown. He's not this genius. He's never had any type of sustained winning. You know, he's,
nope,
you know, he has like a little bit of winning here, a little bit of winning there, but it's never sustained. But he just continues to get the pass, and I guess it's because of his dad. I'm not sure what it is, but you know, he's just overrated, man. And I hated it when the 49ers hired him because I knew this was going to happen. You know, I almost had a conniption, man, in the Super Bowl, you know, when we blew that game against Kansas City. Pat Mahomes should not even have a Super Bowl right now. That was our Super Bowl, man. This dude
you
is
remember,
just overrated.
If you remember in that game, right, like at the end, I was like, what are they doing? Like they had a 10-point lead with 8 minutes to go.
Right, that's hard to blow.
Really?
He
that's
just
hard
blew
to blow
it, man. Blew it.
No doubt. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. What about Max in Fresno, California? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Max?
Hey, what's going on? Long time listener. I believe this is the third time calling, so thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Max.
Yeah, I enjoy you guys, and, you know, I appreciate the passion that you give. And, you know, I have to agree that I think Mr. Shanahan's time is running out. You know, I was actually at the game yesterday in the pouring rain watching my beloved Niners, you know, lose at home because they could not get an offensive play going. There was a drive after, I believe, the interception by Carson Wentz when we ran the ball three times in a row, and we had to punt the ball. Like,
right,
we wasted an interception.
There you go. I mean, you said
it.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll ask the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson, about this, Rob. He'll join us in a few minutes. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He is the man. He's the Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, one of our favorites, Rod Woodson. What up, brother?
What up, Rod?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Man.
And look, let me, y'all didn't know. Y'all see all these light-skinned athletes out here nowadays. Rod Woodson started it.
Oh, look at this.
All right, he
look
was
at
one
this.
Of the first.
Oh, my God.
You know it. You know Redbone. Redbone
right.
Unite.
Well, hey, y'all were rare back in the day, right? Now they all hey, over the place.
Hey, Rod, you know you light-skinned guys are played out. Could
they
y'all stop?
They thought we were watered Ooh. Down, Rod. They used to say we was crazy. Watered down. You know that. They
hey,
used to say
hey,
we
hey.
Watered down.
Light skin for life.
Right.
They see light skin, they say, oh, he's soft.
Right.
You know
I
that.
Say, I used to say, look at Rod Woodson. Look at Rod Woodson nailing them dudes. But nah, man, it's great to have you as always. Let's start. Rob and I were just talking about Kyle Shanahan. Now, he's had one season of more than six wins.
It's
in his
been
four,
ugly.
Four and a half, four plus years in San Francisco. And Rod, I've heard intelligent football people praise his offensive acumen, his genius, if you will. And I'm looking at it like even as an OC, he had a lot of years where they were in the bottom 10 in terms of points per game and all that. Rob and I feel like he's a bit overrated. I mean, do you understand why people view him in such high regard as an offensive mind?
I mean, I'm one of those guys that thinks he's a really good coach. Unfortunately, since he's gotten to San Fran, everybody thought Jimmy G was going to be that guy, right?
Right. Well, they paid him. Remember that after he started 10 games.
Yep, he got paid. So everybody thought he was going to be the next Tom Brady or the next Joe Montana or Steve Young. I really don't know what they were thinking. He's not that guy. You know, when you talk about franchise quarterbacks, you're talking about guys who can take their team to the next level, not just play okay football, but you got to take your team to the next level, and you have to take all your players with you. Now, unfortunately for him also, the last couple of years, man, those guys have been banged up and beat up on offense.
Right.
The running back core, the receivers, I mean, just everybody's been hurt for the most part. And they're looking at – the toughest, I mean, think about it. Arizona 7-0, the Rams are 6-1, and they're sitting at 2-4. I do think he's a good coach. At the end of the day, though, you do have to get it done. And at the end of the day, you can't make up excuses about guys being hurt all the time. You know, you look at last year, they had a lot of guys on injury reserve. They went to a lot of different guys playing in the National, more than anybody else in the National Football League, more guys on IR than anybody else in the National Football League. But, you know, year after year, you got to get it done in the National Football League. If you don't get it done, you're not going to be there that long.
Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, and we saw Patrick Mahomes have one of his worst games ever. And, for weeks we've been talking about how bad the defense is, and it's bad. But Patrick Mahomes play poorly as well, Rod. What are you seeing? What is going on? Is there a lack of confidence here? Has he just is he overthinking it? What's happening with him?
I think that's one thing. They are overthinking it. I think he's overthinking it. You know, it was a couple times the pocket in the middle was solidified, and he still got out of the pocket. So it's like he doesn't trust his offensive lineman to make those blocks, to keep him protected. At the end of the day, they don't have a running game, you know, and then their playmakers. I mean, you got two playmakers, right? You got Kelce, the best tight end in the National Football League, or one of the best tight ends in the National Football League, and you got one of the fastest guys in the world, in Tyreek Hill. But that's it. You know, I mean, you had Watson back in the day. You do have Hardman. You know, you have Robinson. Those guys, they show up rarely in big moments.
Yeah, they miss Watkins.
Right?
They miss Sam.
They do. They miss that second guy, right? That's really the third guy because Kelce's kind of like a receiver anyway.
Right.
And then the running game has been lack thereof. Also, when I look at the defense, I'm just a head scratcher. I don't understand it. And, you know, I love Spag, but I'm looking at the defense. I'm looking at them play yesterday, and I didn't see one DB that was in phase look back for the football. Not one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I'm not blaming the defensive back coaches because I know Sammy's over there. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that stuff has to be talked about on a consistent basis to these guys. that they play fundamental football overall. You know, and plus, you know, you have 17 turnovers, bro. You, I don't know how many games you can win in 17 turnovers in 7 weeks. You're not going to win a lot of football games that way. So I think what they have to do, they have to pause, hit the reset button. Defensively, you know, Frank Clark is there. They're paying him a lot of money, and he's not producing. I don't know if that's a part of the system. I'm not really sure. You know, I think somewhere along the line, defensively, they got to get better, obviously. And then I just think Patrick Mahomes just has to settle down and quit thinking that he has to do it all by himself. And he can distribute the football to all his guys, and they can win some football games because they are a talented football team. It isn't like they don't have a bunch of talent.
Right.
It's still there. They just can't get those wins. And having 17 turnovers in 7 weeks, not in the National Football League, you just don't win a lot of games that way.
So, Rye, what about the team that beat them, Tennessee? Now, that's their second big win in a row. They beat, obviously, Buffalo the week before. Do you view them as a legitimate?
Buffalo should have won that game.
Okay, but right. All right. They could have got in at the
Buffalo
one.
Buffalo should have won that game. I agree with you on
win.
That.
I mean, like, right. Do you view Tennessee as a legitimate Super Bowl contender in the AFC? Okay.
I still don't. Just for the fact that at the end of the day, I need to see Tannehill sling that rock when they're not running the football on a consistent basis. Because when they play action pass, he does throw the ball well, but he throws the ball in the middle of the field. Right, he loves throwing the ball in the middle of the field, and nobody has stopped Derrick Henry yet. Not this year.
Well, the Chiefs kept him under 100 for a change, right?
I know, they kept him under 100, but my man was throwing the ball right over their head. So the linebackers were coming up, and the middle of the field was wide open all day long, and the secondary couldn't hold up.
The one thing
I just need to see from them is that I need to see – in the postseason, because I think they're good enough to get to the postseason, obviously, right? So I think they get to the postseason. Can you're going to tell me Ryan Tannehill is going to beat the best teams in the National Football League throwing the football? That's what I want to see. I know Derrick Henry can run the ball,
right.
But they've been ousted in the postseason when Derrick Henry gets stopped and Ryan Tannehill will struggle throwing the football, which he normally does. I mean, last week against Kansas City, which is one of the more poorest defensive units in the National Football League, he had his day. My question is, can they do that versus some of the best teams?
Good defenses.
Best defenses in the National Football League in the postseason.
What about the Cincinnati Bengals, who pulled off a major win in Baltimore? That was a big-time win. Yeah, it was, I was shocked. I picked Baltimore in that game. And they didn't just win, Rod. I mean, they blew them out.
I mean, 41-17. But I was like, what the heck, man? Where's the defense at? I mean, it's like I'm trying to figure it out. Looking at like what they like to do. Just talking about Cincinnati. You got Chase, right, and Joe Burrow. He wants to throw. You gonna tell me you're not gonna roll your coverage to him?
They didn't respect him like they should have.
So you put Humphreys on him, right? And Humphreys had a really bad day. So you got to say as a defensive coordinator at halftime, hey, my best corner is getting ate up for lunch. So I need to roll my cover to this dude and have somebody else beat me. But I'm not going to let this dude keep beating me. I'm going to roll my cover to him or double him and go somewhere else. But I'm not going to let him just take the ball and throw it, chuck it up down the field. Down in, down out, slant after slant after slant, and nobody's there. So I would be surprised if they played again, that would happen again. But, man, you got to respect – hey, listen, Cincinnati Bengals, you know, who's going to beat them Bengals? They're the number one seed in the AFC.
Well, you – okay, so quickly, we
it's a little early, Rod.
Seconds.
Don't get crazy, all right?
Well, I see them
they
as
are,
a
though,
playoff
right
contender.
Now,
so could they – I think they're too young to get to the Super Bowl. Are you giving them a legit chance to do that?
No, I didn't say that. I said right now there's number one seed in the AFC.
It's early.
I'm not saying that they're going to get to the Super Bowl because, you know, I still think – I still got to see them – do that again in Baltimore. I got to see them do it to Cleveland. I got to see them do it to Pittsburgh again, and whoever else they're playing. I just got to see them do it again. And they got to show me their leadership is to a place where they can win those tough physical games and heated contests late in the year to get them to the postseason.
Right, and we still have long way to go. Obviously,
right.
We still got ten. We've got 10 more weeks.
That's a long season. All right, that's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. As always, brother, we appreciate the knowledge.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bud.
I appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, bye-bye. My man. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States to take credit cards. There's a misconception that Discover isn't accepted just about everywhere. Well, it is. 99%. Can't go wrong with this deal. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations do apply. It's time for Sources Say. It's time for Sources Say. It's time for Sources Say.
All right, it is
Rob
Sources
just
Say.
Grabbed the mic.
We'll just roll right into it. Having some technical issues here at the studio.
What's going on? What is this? The Jim Rome show? Come on.
Man, you know the weather in LA can affect everything, apparently.
Oh, stop. Well, you had what was it? A boom? What they call it, a boom dynamo or something?
Whatever it is, Chris.
You What's it called?
The point
but it's
is,
a special
the
name
point is Los Angeles
y'all
is not
heard
built
that?
For weather. Okay.
Hold on, y'all haven't heard that?
No.
Is that what it was?
I have no idea.
Somebody in that studio out there got to know what it's. It's like a name I've never heard that they're calling like boom, bomb. Somebody. Y'all haven't heard this?
No, we don't. I've never heard of that.
I'm going to find it out. Right. No, I just heard of it yesterday. But they're calling the weather in Southern California something like a boom dynamo or something like that.
All right.
I'll get it.
All right. Well, it is Sources Say on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment where we put Chris and Rob's journalism skills to the test to see how the difference between a good source and a bad source. So let's get right to it.
We don't have 800 years of journalism.
No, I mean, we ran out of time trying to get the imaging going, so we didn't have time to joke with you guys. All right, here we go. Story number one.
Bomb. Here it is. Bomb cyclone.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all haven't heard that?
Chris, are you a weatherman now?
No kidding.
I'm literally reading a headline that says bomb cyclone tears through California.
Okay.
So I don't know. I've never heard of that. That phrase.
Neither have
but I. But that's what they're saying. Bomb. It's in the LA Times. Bomb cyclone spreads.
Yeah, I think you're the only one interested in
this. No, they're not. CBS, News, everywhere. Newsweek. I guess maybe it's a new term.
Okay.
Bomb cyclone.
All right. Okay. So let's get to it.
Y'all need to watch something other than sports.
Chris, can we get through this segment or no? Are we not doing it or are we going to do the weather?
I'm a well-rounded brother.
Yeah, all right.
Story number one. My sources say that former NBA star Richard Jefferson has a little bit of beef going with some guy on TikTok. He says he was a former ball boy back in the day, and Richard Jefferson says he got beef with him because the guy used to always stare at his junk.
What?
Rob Parker, my source is good.
Who was staring at whose junk?
He was staring at Richard's junk,
the
right?
The TikToker, the ball boy. Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say this is false.
I mean, yeah, I don't know that they talk like that on these social media things, but I'm going to say true.
Oh, that counts too. That is true.
Right. What is this, Jeopardy?
I know, right?
What does that mean? Was it true?
It is true.
What?
It is a true story.
So the ball boy.
What is this? Like Price is Right, or what are we doing?
But the ball boy.
So apparently the former ball boy went on TikTok and said Richard Jefferson's always condescending, one of the biggest jerks he ever met. Well, Richard Jefferson heard about it and responded. So the reason why I didn't like you because you kept staring at my junk.
Wow.
So that's number
one.
So
what did Ball Boy say?
He hasn't responded yet. I'm waiting for the TikTok viral response.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my God. Right. Especially when your title of your job was that you're a ball boy. You know what I mean?
All right. Here we go. On that note, story number two. My sources say that NFL official Carl Madsen, who worked the Titans-Chiefs game on Sunday, actually died after the game. Rest in peace. Chris, my source is good.
Read it one more time, please.
One of the officials from the Chiefs-Titans game died after the game.
I'm going to say true.
True.
We just heard it. I'm trying to play it
off. That was on like Steve. I know Chris was trying to act like.
Try to sneak it in. You got to sneak it in sometimes.
Like, I heard Steve DeSager's update, okay? I pay attention to Steve.
Right.
Now, if Brian Finley were doing the update, then probably I wouldn't have heard it.
You were lucky, Rob, because most times you're in your kitchen eating bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, here we go. Story number three. According to an auction expert, that 600 TD game ball that a fan gave back to Tom Brady would have sold for over $1 million at auction. And he just gave it away. Rob, my source is good.
I would guess, with the way stuff is going, probably would have sold, I'm going to say less than $1 million. I'm going to say that's false. But had I gotten that ball, you know what I would have done? I would have deflated it first and then given it back to Brady. Okay.
$1 million. He is the only quarterback ever to throw for 600. I still think that's high. I'm going to go false.
You sit on a throne of
lies. There it is.
That is false.
You know what that means. I don't know. Don, can you find
it? You got 30 seconds. Wait a minute. Let's go.
Do we have another one?
Yes.
I don't think we have time.
I don't think we got time for another
You know
one.
What? Whatever Rob's answer is, that's my answer. Hit the bongos.
Oh, you know what?
Give me the bongos, Don. You got,
we
can't,
we didn't even have the open, and you're expecting bongos?
You're like, asking for
Chris,
too much,
he couldn't
Chris.
Even find true, right?
Right, so you're looking for the bongos.
We love you, Don, but
hey, it wasn't happening today. Thank God.